This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday said the U.S. is still working on ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
Hamas came back with new conditions, new demands, including demands and conditions that actually went beyond what it had already previously accepted. So we're working to see if we can bridge the gaps.
Blinken said a shipment of heavy bombs that had been withheld from Israel out of concern for the well-being of Palestinians in Gaza was still under review by the U.S. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday claimed Blinken had assured him U.S. President Joe Biden's administration was working to cancel restrictions on arms deliveries to Israel. A U.S. envoy visited the Middle East Tuesday as Israel and Hezbollah seemed to be on the brink of all-out war. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel and Hezbollah seem to be closer than ever to a full-blown war, with escalating attacks on both sides against civilian and military targets. Tens of thousands of Israelis and Lebanese have been forced to leave their homes near the border. Israeli analysts say a full-scale war with Hezbollah would take a larger toll than the 8 months of fighting Hamas in Gaza. Israel has warned the Lebanese government that the whole country, not just Hezbollah in the south, would suffer heavy damage in an Israeli bombardment. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah says any deal to end the fighting with Israel is tied to a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hundreds of protesters have been arrested in Kenyan capital Nairobi in ongoing protests against proposed tax hikes and a finance bill that is to be tabled in Parliament. Civil society groups say demonstrations and a planned sit-down outside Parliament buildings will continue despite the arrest. The Nairobi police commander on Tuesday said that no group had been granted permission to protest in Nairobi. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in North Korea Wednesday for his first visit in 24 years, vowing to deepen trade and security ties with the reclusive nuclear-armed state and to support it against the United States. Putin was greeted by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at a welcoming ceremony at an airport in Pyongyang, and the pair embraced and shook hands. Russian state media said Putin's plane touched down around 2:45 in the morning after a stopover in Russia's Far East. The U.S. and its Asian allies are trying to work out just how far Russia will go in support of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, whose country is the only one to have conducted nuclear weapon tests in the 21st century. U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered an expansive election year step to offer relief for potentially hundreds of thousands of immigrants without legal status in the United States. It comes after the Democratic president's own aggressive immigration crackdown at the southern border earlier in the month. Tuesday's new U.S. policy will allow certain U.S. citizen spouses who lack legal status to apply for permanent residency and eventually citizenship. Senior administration officials say the move could affect upwards of 500,000 immigrants. Biden spoke about his plans Tuesday at the White House, saying the Statue of Liberty is not a relic of American history. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a contentious Senate hearing about Boeing safety issues.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun faced severe turbulence during a Senate hearing about the company's safety record. Calhoun's appearance was the first since a panel blew out of a 737 MAX during an Alaska Airlines flight in January. MAX jets crashed in 2018 in Indonesia and 2019 in Ethiopia, killing 346 people. Relatives of the dead, like Zipporah Kuna, questioned why accountability has taken so long.
Why pay attention now? Why not for the last 5 years that we have continually fought? We have been a muffled scream that has been screaming and no one has been paying attention.
Lawmakers accused Calhoun of placing profits over safety, failing to protect whistleblowers, and even getting paid too much. Norman Hall, Washington.
Chinese Premier Li Xiong, is set to talk with the Malaysian Prime Minister, where the two countries due to ink new cooperation pacts on digital economy and green development as they mark 50 years of diplomatic relations. Li is on the last leg of a trip that took him earlier to New Zealand and Australia. Malaysia's foreign minister has said that territorial claims in the South China Sea were likely to be on the agenda of the talks on Wednesday. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.